Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 489 for Monday, July 25th. I'm Phil Front Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were down Monday morning, falling below nearby support as losses in the Chicago soy complex weighed on prices. Canola was down $2 to $4, the November contract down $3.10 at $448.40 per ton. That November contract made an early attempt at bouncing off nearby support, but that correction proved short-lived and the eventual selling built on itself as prices fell below the psychological $450 per ton mark. Relatively favorable North American crop conditions were a bearish influence. Losses in Chicago soybeans and soy oil, along with technical signals pointing lower, also weighed on prices. However, some scaled-down end-user bargain hunting was supportive, with crush margins at some of their widest levels of the past year. The Canadian dollar was down by roughly half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart. That also provided support for canola, and the Canadian oilseed was lagging beans to the downside. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are both lower, while wheat is up. Soybeans down 8 to 27 cents, the November contract down 20 at $9.68 per bushel. The fund long liquidation that weighed on prices last week remained a bearish influence today, with the relatively benign weather forecasts across the Midwest causing investors to take some weather premiums out of the futures. Recent strength in the U.S. dollar index also remained bearish for soybeans, as that firmer currency cuts into some export demand. Corn, it's down 2 to 4 cents, the September contract down 3 at $3.31 per bushel. The good U.S. crop weather was also bearish for corn, while spillover from the sharp declines in beans contributed to the declines. However, gains in wheat did provide some support. Wheat was up 1 to 6 cents, the September contract in Chicago up 6 at $4.31 per bushel. Quality issues with the European wheat crop were a supportive influence, while heavy rains over the past week across the U.S. wheat belt put a damper on U.S. harvest operations. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday morning, July 25th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Front Workington.